Welcome to the Multi-Passionate Boss Babe podcast. My name is Kat Medrano, and I am a holistic self-care and confidence coach. My purpose is to empower and uplift motivated women who won't settle for less than doing it all. In today's episode, I'm sharing with you the card of the day. As always, you can jump on Instagram and check out my stories in order to get a visual of this beautiful card. If you don't already follow me, go and search at multipassionate.bossbabe. That title will also be in the show notes to make it even easier for you to find. Hello, everyone. Today is July 1st, and we're kicking off a brand new month. And in celebration of this new month, I decided that we would start pulling the daily card from a brand new deck. I intuitively chose The Spirit Animal Oracle by Colette Baron Reed. If you've never worked with these cards before, they're so beautiful with colorful illustrations of all different types of animals. And I was initially drawn to purchasing this deck in the first place because I wanted to learn more about who my spirit guide is, who my animal spirit guide is, and start to tap into the energies of that source. So let's dive right in and talk about today's card. If you haven't seen it already, make sure that you go to Instagram and search multipassionate.bossbabe to find my account and see the card of the day on my stories. Our card reads, Chameleon Spirit, act as if. So since I don't have a whole lot of background information on animal spirit guides, I want to make sure that I'm sharing with you the important parts of the message of this card. Chameleon Spirit shares her gift with you today to prepare you for changes that will greatly benefit you. The rest of this message goes on to talk about the importance of adaptability. It recognizes that the world is starting to look different around us, and what's most important is that we adapt to it. This is a great time to act as if and do as others do until the new ways feel familiar and completely natural. We are receiving a great lesson right now, and that lesson is that adapting isn't about losing ourselves, but it's about learning how to dance with others. What a fitting focus for us to have right now in this world that has changed so much over the past few months. Right now, there are so many truths coming to light. More people are stepping up and sharing their opinions. And I think that one of the best things that we can do is come to the table with compassion, understanding and care, and to really listen to what others have to say. If someone has a different opinion than we do, then we need to figure out how we can stop thinking that it is a personal attack. Each of us goes through life and has different experiences. We learn different lessons based on who we are, where we live, the family that we're born into, the jobs that we do, and so much more. When we can think and act with compassion, then this allows us to better adapt to the changing world around us. And in this way, we can adapt and do better without sacrificing who we really are. Stay true to your beliefs and your values, but also remain open-minded to the thoughts and opinions of others. You never know what you can learn if you decide to lovingly engage in a conversation with someone whose views might differ from your own. How can you be like the chameleon today? How can you change and adapt the way that you act and how you respond to things in different environments? We wear different hats in all of the areas of our life. You may not approach somebody the same way at work that you would who is a friend or a family member. So keep these things in mind, and that will help you navigate the environment that you are in. Thank you so much for joining me, and I really hope that you enjoyed today's episode. If you found it useful or enlightening, be sure to share it and give the podcast a good rating so that others can find us as well. Until next time, stay beautiful, balanced, and don't forget that the authenticity of who you are is what makes you a badass.